Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1318. Be focused on your outcomes, not your tasks, by Carl Pelline of carlpelline.com. And I'm Dan, I am your personal narrator, and I'm here with you every single day, including weekends and holidays, reading to you from these great blogs that cover all kinds of work-related topics. And today we're going to hear from one of our regular authors, Carl Pelline. So let's get right to it now as we optimize your life. Be focused on your outcomes, not your tasks, by Carl Pelline of carlpelline.com. There's a common misconception about being productive, that productivity is about completing a lot of tasks each day, and to become more productive, all you have to do is complete more tasks. Of course, this is not true. Becoming more productive is about doing work that matters, so your measurable output increases. Completing two tasks that move a project or goal further forward is going to produce far better long-term results than completing 100 tasks that have no impact on any of your important projects or goals. Stop picking the low-hanging fruit. We have a natural tendency to go after the low-hanging fruit, to check off the easy tasks because doing so makes us feel good. We get that dopamine hit, and that puts a smile on our face and has us wanting more. So we populate our to-do lists with even more easy, non-important tasks, just so we can check them off and get that dopamine hit. It becomes a vicious circle. We put more and more unimportant tasks on our to-do lists, hoping for more dopamine hits. Of course, we tell ourselves we are completing important tasks. After all, we must have a clean desk so we can focus better on our work, and we need to make sure we have enough staples in our top drawer just in case we run out while stapling important documents. Oh, and we should check our email just one more time in case something important has come in. Begin the day with a simple plan. We all have a good mix of easy routine and hard project work to complete each day. Difficulties start when you're not clear about what work is important. Prioritizing your work is a big part of becoming more productive. This is why beginning the day with a plan based on what current projects are important is vital. However, the routine work can very easily take over the day if you're not careful. Assign time each day and week for your routine admin work. There are a couple ways you can make sure the less important routine work does not take over your day. One way is to assign one day each week for admin work. This could be Friday afternoon, for example. Fridays are famously difficult to focus on important work because we are often thinking about our plans for the weekend. If that is the case, you could assign Friday as your admin and cleanup day. You could even make sure you have enough staples in your top drawer. This means you only have easy tasks to do on Friday, and you don't need a lot of focus to get them done. Another way is to allocate a time slot each day to do your admin and routine tasks. Giving yourself 1 hour a day to just get the routine, easy tasks complete will help you stay focused on the important project work for the other 7 or 8 hours each day. I assign 1 hour a day for all my routine admin work. I usually assign the end of the day to do this because I don't need a lot of concentration to do it. But you can choose any time of the day or week to do it. Focus on your desired outcome. The key to better productivity is to focus on the outcome you want, not the tasks that will get you there. We often add unnecessary tasks when we're planning out a project. For example, send email to get 2019 planning template. 9 times out of 10, a phone call would get the desired result faster. You might also find that you have tasks such as talk to John about the presentation order, and lower down your list, have a task saying, ask John for the 2019 sales forecast. These two tasks could be completed either by one phone call or walking down the hall to talk to John, but because the tasks are not grouped together, you miss the second one. That means now you have to communicate with John twice instead of once. When you set up a project, you need to be very clear on what it is you're trying to achieve. What's the desired outcome for the project? David Allen, in Getting Things Done, writes about this, and Tony Robbins, in his Time of Your Life course, puts a lot of stress on outcome thinking. The tasks help. They are signposts along the way. But more often than not, the shortest distance between where you are now and successfully completing the project is not through completing all your tasks in the right order. More often than not, the fastest way to completing the project is a simple phone call or going out to see the client or customer. I use Evernote to plan out my projects and not Todoist. I can add tasks and steps I think will be needed to complete the project in a list at the bottom of my project note. And once I am satisfied I have everything needed to get the project completed, I go through the list, removing tasks I feel are not necessary. What I end up with is a list of absolutely essential tasks. This often reduces the number of tasks required to complete the project down by half. If you are serious about becoming more productive, focus less on your tasks and more on what it is you are trying to achieve. The goal, the completed project, and the outcome you desire are what you're looking for, not completing 10 tasks so you feel like you've accomplished something. As Jim Rohn said, quote, "Don't mistake movement for achievement. It's easy to get faked out by being busy. The question is, busy doing what?" You just listened to the post titled, "Be Focused on Your Outcomes, Not Your Tasks," by Carl Pelline of carlpelline.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/startup. So just go to indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you to Carl, whose last name, by the way, is spelled P-U-L-L-E-I-N, and I do have his website linked in this episode's description for you. Carl is a renowned productivity and time management coach who's helped thousands of people around the world get better at managing their time and become more productive using technology they carry around with them every day. And you can check out his podcast, which is called The Working With Podcast. Carl's also written 3 books on productivity and time management, and he's also got a couple of courses I'd encourage you to check out. They're called Time and Life Mastery and Your Digital Life. Carl's purpose is to help people learn how to manage their time so they can enjoy their lives and build a life they're truly proud of. He's featured over on Optimal Living Daily every once in a while as well, so you can check out that show for more. And again, be sure to come by carlpelline.com to show him some support. You can also find so much more about Carl, plus his podcast, coaching, courses, webinars, books, and much more, all right there on the site for you. And again, that is carlpelline.com. And that is going to do it for today. I appreciate you subscribing or following the show wherever you get your audio, and I'll be right back with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.